the relevant committee, the COFCA, to for section 139. But if we want now to go to Northwest, we will never be given enough time to go to Northwest.
And the time frame ends next month.
And you'll find all of us here who are not part of the debate. There's not in line with that debate about what is saying the program. And they stated after we submitted our application, there was nothing. They said 2 weeks over. When I look at the debate,
we're not voting.
Tomorrow, you said that this committee is not working. How can you lose your what?
And tomorrow we've got only one meeting, and there's the budget.
There is a problem in programming or in planning.
Deadline here, Eastern Cape, typically?
17th February.
Eastern Cape,
We're planning to go to Eastern Cape this week. To Truman Square.
So when will we go?
With the advice of the committee, we're thinking that we can move for next week if the committee allows.
Why
are
you coming to see?
The response is one, there will be a third out in the house. Two, chairperson wanted to be part of, but noting that we'll be attending the interviews the whole week, is asking members to reconsider.
Happy?
Yes.
For next week. So we blame Nyambil so long your chairperson say so.
No, Mama, we are saying there are two of the things, Mama. One, there's a plenary in the house.
Right.
Two, the chairperson is also required for the committee.
So we are going to
something very good. And I'm going to say
next week.
Yeah, but we need to be there because it needs to be tabled.
Yes. Are you proposing still next week, third and Friday?
So we're leaving here Wednesday night.
Can you also consider my petition?
In what? Why are you going to see it?
There is a petition of
Spain. In PE?
Yeah.
At the same time, go to Queenstown.
How many hours?
I thought. You think it's a joke? Hmm? It's ever. Where is your. Even this one. This one is not in one place.
I'm telling you the story.
I don't know, even the one that was paying for the cock. It's not in one
place.
Maybe from Islam land to Philippines.
This mosque.
One is Islam land.
I think so. For the cock.
I've been looking for the electronics right now. sometimes they are young, but
they call
them.
I need to go to the
room,
don't you know, and eat the
How is it coming?
You got a plan? DSS is always not there.
So bad. It is on the club, we're not trying to check it.
But the two guys
are not a
member. My father was watching, but
yes, Mama, Wana.
You left a long time.
Me and you can't take part in the discussion.
You got left and take over.
No. We're not the lower section.
Good, correct. Thanks.
I was not there.
Yeah, me and you.
Well, now you were there.
I was not there. I was in Northwest.
Yes. Oh, on the other
hand. We were Northwest.
Then?
So we can't adopt the support?
No, we can't.
What do you mean?
We are going to adopt you as there.
Ah.
Yes. Does it need that you're supposed to be there yourself?
Your body is here, but your
there's
mind
no need. The only thing that is the corrupt, so? Which is important.
Now you see when you talk arrogantly to me and you tell me you do it.
Myself and three of us were there.
So you need six for a corrupt.
Propose and second.
So that is it. You see when you talk with that attitude, and you need six for a quorum, and I walk out, you don't have a quorum.
You can do
no,
it.
No, we can walk out.
You don't have a quorum,
out.
Yeah.
You can walk out.
Just remember.
If it's the way of the DA working.
Don't talk about the way of the DA. You must,
why
can't you talk?
Look.
Hey.
The quorum.
Yeah,
the quorum. Is it a quorum? Is it a
quorum?
Just wait till
you
die. That's it.
This is a fight for the day.
Yeah.
Honourable members, good morning. We have received two apologies, three in fact. One from Honourable Engelbert, two from Honourable Mohapi, and three from Honourable Mokwele. The purpose of this meeting is to adopt the committee oversight report. In the absence of the chairperson, can we have nomination for the acting chairperson? Doctor? The name of Honourable Whip, Honourable Tech has been suggested. Any seconder? Honourable Green be seconded. Is there any nomination? In the absence of further nomination, Honourable Whip, may we please take the chair.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Why not? It is a thing. You always said that it's in case of the movement.
No.
Okay, thank you very much for entrusting me for this period. Honorable members, the agenda is in front of us. We already received the apologies. Item number 3, consideration and deliberation of oversight report. Those who participated in this oversight are the ones that have participated in it. Thank you. Can I suggest that we get the copies? I am ready for copies. Just to get the copies. I got the copies.
Yeah, the copies.
I don't think you need to read for us because we
got
the copies.
I was going to suggest, Chairperson, if it just can just go to the observation, and then we take it from our, we can read.
Thank you, Honourable Members. Honourable Members, the observation are on page 6, including recommendation. members will recall that concerns were raised by the delegation with regard to the performance of the municipality. 16.1 says the delegation of the committee has noted with concerns the poor leadership in the municipality. 1, 2, non-signing of attendance registry by councillors. 3, poor internal control of financial management matters. 4, abuse of leave encashment, payment of service providers at the expense of the employees, payment of creditors not listed on council creditors book, and lack of financial capacity to recover from Eskom and Mahali's water board debts, and municipality being technically bankrupt. These are the concerns that were raised by members with the oversight committee. 16.2 noted that the delegation also raised concern with regard to non-accountability on human resource matters. This matter was raised subtly by Honorable M. Gabbert. 3, lack of results on financial recovery plans, poor management of leave, fruitless and wasteful expenditure, as well as non-appointment of administrator. Members will recall that the MEC acknowledged that once the intervention was placed, there was no appointment of the administrator. And I remember members has consent to say, how can you have intervention in the municipality if there's no administrator? Now, linked to this observation, we have made what we call proposed recommendation for the members to consider. Number one, on page 7, Honorable Wana, we are saying the SOP should approve the intervention in the municipality in terms of section 1391 of the constitution. 2, we are saying the MEC should, together with Treasury, should fast track the process of instituting forensic investigation on the abuse of youth encashment and table a report to the SOP on this matter. 17.1.3, we are saying the MEC should fast track the process of appointing the administrator and provide clear terms of reference in order to ensure the implementation of the municipal financial recovery plan. The last one, honourable members, we are saying our committee, together with the relevant portfolio committee in Limpopo, should conduct follow-up visit to ensure the implementation of our recommendation. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Thank you. So actually, I do agree with the oversight, there is wasted oversight. Why? Because we had an acting MEC. The main MEC came while we were still there. And I would like us to go back to basics of trying to get the MEC here in Parliament, because when we they are problems, they are running around. I mean to say, for Costa both the municipality that we do, no MEC was there. So it's either we must have a strategy of how are we going to get MEC, because when we say they don't have time.
Chairperson, thank you very, very much. I was in Mujimane. MEC Ndo, who is here today? Apology was that he was sitting for exams. After writing his paper, he joined us. But he didn't leave us alone. He delegated Honorable Thuli. I'm not defending because Limpopo is my province, but that is
protection.
Yes, yep. But the COXA MEC was not running around. That's what I wish must be correctly recorded. He wasn't running around. He went to write exam. After his paper, he joined us. I just wish our record to be a true reflection. And secondly, he is here in Cape Town today. I thought he was coming to this meeting. Probably he's engaged in the other house that debates in BDS. But MS Ndo is here in Cape Town. We can invite, I don't know what he's doing, but he is around.
Okay, point taken on this issue. Can we go back to the report and debate that so that, because the meeting is about the report, it's not about right
now. Yes. Thank you, Chair. I was going to say the observation, also the recommendation, reflect what we debated. I don't think anything that is outside. As a result, I was going to propose the adoption of this report. But to me, it's exactly what we discussed, exactly what we agreed upon, also that we said we are going to, and I agree, I compare with Honorable Fantas. We need to go back to check whether all those things that are raised here are implemented according to the Constitution.
Honourable members will recall that in terms of section 139, once the MEC is intervening in the municipality, he must appoint what you call an administrator with clear terms of reference. When we arranged the oversight visit, during the presentation, it was noted and observed that there is an official from the department who has been deployed to act in the capacity of an administrator.
Thank you.
As an administrator. And members gave supply and said, no, you can't do that. You must have a fully fledged administrator. Now, members observed that during oversight, that officially an administrator was not appointed. Hence, in our observation, we have captured as a concern. Two, we are also making recommendation that the MEC must respect the process of our business.
I have it.
One kind of the question is that people have one job, but they give it to us. When the sample came out, we had to the question is.
Thank you very much. I think this was the last item on the agenda.
All members, with your permission, members will recall that we could not finish our program in Mfuleni municipality. Why? Because the MEC did not come to the municipality. Two members of the committee did not get any briefing from the MEC. Members will recall that the chairperson made an undertaking in front of the stakeholders
that the committee will go back to Fulin and call the MEC so that the MEC can brief members of the committee together with the stakeholders there. In the morning, the chair was requesting that members should also take a decision on this matter so that myself and Kuleko, we should develop a program to communicate with members as to when we will be going to Fulin as undertaking was made to those committee members. Now, with your permission, I just want members to take a decision as to when you want us to go to the Fulin.
Can you discuss that? When can we go back to Fulin and Eastern Cape?
And Eastern Cape.
And Eastern Cape. So that we can, the Satara can continue the process. The necessary process.
So Mr. Kuleko and my name can both be placed in touch. But my request is to bring that.
Honourable members, this intervention they end next February, for the 17th of February 2019. The advice from Kindela is our last plenary in the NCOP will be on the 30th of November. Now, between November and Feb, members won't be here. Now, their concern is the mud flaps. Now, they advise the committee to make sure that before we adjourn on the 30th of November, we finish all the interventions before the committee. Myself and Kuleko were saying what we need to do is to put together all the interventions before the committee and draft a program, communicate to members. But noting what Mama Wana is saying, it means we must call the MEC to Cape Town and do a briefing, and the committee will take a decision on oversight, which is something that myself and Kuleko can do today and communicate with members.
Can we allow you, yourself and Kuleko, to do it today, given the issues of the whole interventions that need to be executed and the draft of the program before the end of the day? Yes.
Just on clarity, are we saying we're going to call the MECs to come to us to Cape Town? And if we're satisfied, we're not going to go to the provinces or to the municipalities and pronounce on the intervention. Is that what I'm hearing? I just want clarity on that.
Yeah.
Okay, none of them are happy. As long as we're not in there. Thank you. I'm just making it clear. So I'm happy with that, Mamwana.
Chairperson, thank you very much. I'm a little bit worried about time. We said next week we are going to have an oversight in the state care.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm sure it won't be the end of October. We'll be starting November. And I'm just worried exactly what Chief is asking. Are we going to have a time to stay here waiting for the MPCs to come? Or is there any way of we can meet the MPC somewhere else? Because I'm worrying about the time set. For instance, next week we are going to be Eastern Cape the whole week. Now we're here for these plenaries and other things. So are we going to call the MPCs to come and brief us here? When?
Thank you. Thank you. I think that question can be answered by the Secretary.
Yes.
Not you, because a person has got a program and the time frame of the legislation is a Secretary. You need to tell us, is that going to happen without affecting the intervention? that we will agree on that.
Can please let me come in there before the Okay, please. Yeah, you know what happened now? When we go out at overtime, these enemies are eating our time. Because now we must go first for the briefing, thereafter we must go to the embassy. Whereas if they come here, we do everything here. When we go there, it's only that we get the briefing already, we go around to the municipality. But what we have said, there is no time because the embassy there is taking the whole afternoon there. Yeah, then we cannot even kill two birds with one stone.
But I remember nobody is against that organization. Nobody is against the proposal. Nobody in the committee, except we are debating about the time frame. Do we still have enough time to do that? Because we are pushed by the legislation. So that's all I want to say. That's why I'm saying the secretary is the one who can come up with a clear answer on that issue.
Chair, with your permission, can I come before the secretary with your permission? Yeah. Chairperson, I would have thought that it would be time and money economic if we communicate with the provinces concerned that we would like the MEC to be with us when we are with the people. You see, sort of going to what Mom Fumifan indicates, came in two beds with one stone. But I think it depends on our communication. Remember we went to, it was your meeting, and the speaker of Gauteng brought to us a letter which they received just the day before we got there. So my submission is, let's communicate timelessly and request the MEC to lead his team to the meeting where we will be in together with the masses. It's important that the principle of peer review is maintained. It's maintained. If we call him to come here all by himself, and we do not have, I don't know how to call this principle here. You see, if the other councillors are also there, multi-party councillors are also there, and the community is also there, the possibility of something genuine, something authentic emerging is there. We call him here alone, and then counterbalancing, how do we counterbalance the information that we will be getting? So, my submission is let us communicate timelessly, clearly indicate the desirability of the MEC and counsel us to be there. After all, we are their guests when we go there. I cannot imagine guests coming to my house and I'm not there. What would that mean? That's my submission. Then we go into kill two birds with one stone. And I think we'll get quality input. That's my submission. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you. And mine is just taking effect here. We have a convention that we practice in this country for the last 4 years, which has been held strong and has kept us on our toes. We managed to go to municipalities and provinces and hold MEPs accountable when they did not appear and gave them instructions to come to Cape Town because they failed to meet us when we were there. Now, I'm not sure why at the end of this parliament, this committee now wants to reinvent the wheel. Please, Chairperson, I'm saying it with all due respect. The MECs write to us, informing us
that they want to place them under administration. They're well aware that within 180 days we have to come there. Okay? They know the time frames and everything else. They must make themselves available. And Chairperson, you, myself, and my honorable mama, yeah, when we went to NDZ, the three of us alone, MEC wasn't there. But the rest of the contingent she supplied sent them because she had a primary. And we pronounced on it because of deadlines. So let us not prolong this thing. And I mean serious, Chairperson. Let us stick to the convention and let us do it as quickly, because nobody is going to come here during the period, recess period, because people are campaigning. Let's be factual. Nobody's going to come here. And when that thing fails, Chairperson, the report, the legacy report from the 5th Parliament to the 6th Parliament is going to say that this committee, petition has already failed. Let me tell you right now, this will be the second committee that has failed. And I'm not going to be a part of that, Chairperson. Thank you.
Again, the analogy he's making, I was just discussing minimal. Chairperson, against the analogy here, I was in KZN here. That MEC did not deliberately just stay away. Yes, and she communicated.
Yeah, that's what I said.
And she communicated.
And the team was there.
Yes, and her team was there. Finally. Unlike this scenario at Mfuleni, with due respect. But be it as it may, Chairperson, I would submit to the majority view.
No. Your first input,
yes.
In fact, it was emphasizing the process
yes.
that we embarked on
yes.
since the inception of the Fifth Parliament.
Mm-hmm.
And it was seconded by Honorable Shetty. We are not starting by calling the minister.
Mm-hmm.
We will go there, and the minister had to lead his team.
Yes.
While we're there when we
yes.
made the masses.
Yeah.
But if we are going to start by calling them and changing the now, that's why I was concerned about time. Because we used to call the minister after he failed to
yes.
appear when we are there.
Yes.
That's why I said the secretary is the right person to answer the do we come to have time? Because he can appear here and do his own presentation here alone. Then when we face the masses, he's not there.
Mm-hmm.
Then we need to call him again there.
That's it. We've been doing that.
Honourable members, I'm partly covered by the proposal made by Dr. Martin to say, let's kill two birds with one stone. To say timeout communication must be made to our officials today to communicate with relevant MEC around our planned oversight. And in our memorandum, we must emphasize the point that the MEC needs to be there to see this delegation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fortunately, in our midst, on our members, we've got our postal officer from NCOP who deals with issues of programming. Maybe he can also share with us whether are we on good course if you take the suggestion. Mr. Mdebe, with your permission, Chair.
Thank you.
No, sir. Based on the program that is going to be considered tomorrow by the poor government, next week we'll be having questions to the economic cluster. I think if the community can convince the chief around the time frame about this, maybe you can give it a chance. Because that's for long week. I don't think they will allow us. They might allow us next week. That's for long week. Because that's when we will be having questions to the president. and you know that the tsunami, so they won't allow us to go.
Agreed?
Agreed on that one. Agreed on that one. We all agree.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, sir. I think the structure must put the political application
for next week.
Then we'll take it from there.
But none of us is an economic cluster.
Maybe, can I put a rider? Maybe we also request that the administration of the committee needs to inform us timely. Remember in the last meeting we came here, we did not know whether we were going somewhere or
not.
Whether we are not going.
Sure. Chairperson, for permission, I just want to find out from Honorable Tsengi, if we develop a program for Eastern Cape, will that be also including petition so that I can inform them of this matter?
I think so. If we are going as a comment, then there's no need for the same comment. So, provided they don't, they give you maybe some few days of testing, then they said we must come back, then we can. But I think we have to commit the whole program as we did last time.
Yeah, Chair, I'm covered. It's just that if we get 2 days, we can only do the COCTA part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If we get 3 days, then we'll do petition.
Yeah.
As long as we're clear on that. Thank you, Chair.
Can you not also check whether there's another intervention? We can take one or more than one intervention on the same one.
In terms of the record, honourable members, there's only one intervention in KwaZulu-Natal. Together local municipalities.
That's one, exactly.
And even that one is ending in February 2019. My advice to the committee will be we must also make sure that before we adjourn on the 30th of November, we finish even that intervention.
Mm-hmm.
So
this year we only have two interventions.
Yeah.
With
four. Because it's in full lane that would not complete, then two in Eastern Cape and two there. So we've got four.
Okay. The program that we are going to draft today will include all four municipalities.
Please. Thank you. Chief, I don't need to disrupt. We talk about something here, following up, etc. Do we mean during our term, or do we mean about the Mokopo, about the Mujimule, the peaceful or thing? How doable is it? Thank you.
Honourable members, this is a good question from the doctor. We are assuming as officials that it will be a follow-up for members when they come back. But in an event that will be national elections, it will be part of our legal report. And a new committee will have the responsibility to do a follow-up on this intervention.
Thank you very much. Honourable members, we left with nothing in the agenda. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Maybe even those other chairperson, what do we have any responsibilities this afternoon?
Every
committee.
There's a plenary,
eh?
VPS is never.
In this house, in our house, it's only women.
Issues.
Yeah.
Then Thursday?
Plenary.
Yes, sir, what is the...
There's a debate.
Yeah, there's a debate.
Yeah, there's a debate on, I think it's... on women.
Is it what I'm saying?
Yeah.
VPS is not debated.
Gomez then would be on Thursday.
VPS.
Yeah.
Yes, VPS was debated.
Oh, there's two debates this week. Yeah.
Yeah.
VPS
yeah.
is on Thursday.
There's two debates this week.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And you shall be closed. Can I
yeah,
you?
We
yeah, we're closed.
Let me see. Yeah.
Oh, you're having a caucus now?
No, yeah. No, no. No. That's even a caucus.
I was there, baby.
No, it's fine.
I don't know why. Who proposed the debate?
Okay. No, no, no.
Okay.
No, no, no. I was.